shimmering?
Egg shimmering?
Yeah, that's what they call it. What you call it again?
Egg shimmering.
Egg shimmering.
Yeah, you can pack them shimmering.
We got some of them. We'll keep them all the time.
What was the shimmering made out of? Was that?
Oh, it just grows on a vine.
Oh, it grows on a vine.
Like an egg.
Oh.
Egg shimmering.
Now, what would you call?
Put them in the chicken nest and snake swallowed that shimmering, killed him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, black snake, you know, robbed, rocked the chicken nest.
Oh, eggs of them shimmerings just like eggs.
Oh, I didn't know that.
You couldn't hardly tell a good fresh salmon from eggs right size.
Did you ever hear of something? Well, now let me ask you this. What would you call your good dishes?
Mm-hmm.
Your good dishware, your good dishes? What did you call that? Your best dishes.
Best dishes?
Uh huh.
Oh, we just call them plates, saucers, and bowls, and so on.
Well, I was thinking of, did you ever hear of it called china?
No.
Well, I was wondering, because some people, I'd heard that some people would put eggs made out of china in the nest. And
mm-hmm.
I was wondering if you'd ever heard of that.
No, I never did.
Never did hear of that?
I've heard of them, but I never did see them. I never have any.
Oh, you have heard of them?
Yeah, just artificial.
Right,
eggs.
Yeah. That's what I was wondering. Now, what would you call what you would carry water into the house in?
Water bucket.
Water bucket.
What would it be made out of?
Oh, zinc.
Zinc?
Back in our old days, they made out of cedar.
Cedar?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I had an old bucket maker, old Uncle Jack.
Oh.
An old man over in the cove used to make cedar buckets.
Mm-hmm.
We got him making some of them. Of course, as they got to making zinc buckets, and these galvanized,
mm-hmm.
I don't know what all, got to buying them.
Well, what about milk? What would you carry milk in?
Oh, we carry it in a bucket.
Well, we'd milk the cows in buckets, and then I'd string it in jars.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Used to have a wooden pignet, they call it. Had a little wooden bowl of a thing, had a handle on it. People long ago milked from them, pigeons, some was pigot.
Called them pigeons.
Yeah, milked them out and poured it in a wooden bucket over here. The old cow kicked around and knocked out and wouldn't get it all.
Oh! Well, now what about when you got ready to feed the hogs, what would you call that you would carry the food out, stuff out to them in?
Well, you just shook them all big arms for a basket full of corn and go and pour it over in the field.
Did you ever have a bucket that you fed them?
Always
fed
them
this throw corn in
on the ground.
Uh-huh.
Field.
Mm-hmm.
But without
putting
the
slough
in
the
troughs.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see.
We
now
had to cut a big old hollow tree and make us a trough.
Oh,
split
yeah.
Put it open, you know, and nail a head on it and have the whole trough right there and pour the slough down.
Mm-hmm.
Wheat bran sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
So we go to the mill and get him flour ground and get him a few sacks of wheat bran.
Mm-hmm. Now, this skillet we were talking about a while ago,
mm-hmm.
now that's, you know, we were talking about a skillet a while ago
mm-hmm.
that they put in the fireplace. Now, would it have legs on it?
Yeah.
That'd be the kind they'd have to have.
Have a lid over the skillet and have a rim around it, you know, stuck up something like that
uh-huh.
to hold a fire on it.
Mm-hmm.
Pour off. It didn't have that rim around it.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about something that would be, now it'd be smaller than a kettle, like something that you might boil potatoes in. What did they call that?
Called it a dinner kettle.
Mm-hmm.